Good morning, good people. I'm Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning, I'm speaking with Albert Edwards, the CEO of CERM, C-E-R-M, and an Atlanta Business League member. Mr. Edwards, welcome to The Local Take.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to talk with you.
So you are the CEO at CERM, which is C-E-R-M, Environmental and Engineering Solutions. Can you tell us a little bit about your business and what you do?
Sure. CERM is a program management and engineering firm, civil and environmental firm. So we have a little bit over 100 employees, and we provide consulting and contracting services to transportation clients such as the airport, our transit and roadway, water clients, energy facilities, and federal clients. So across the Southeast United States. We started in 1995 at the Softicab Business Incubator. So we're an Atlanta firm, but we have branch offices in Mobile, Alabama, and then Orlando, Florida.
And you all are members of the Atlanta Business League. And you're here to talk about the 12th Annual Congress on the State of Black Business. So what can you tell us about this year's event, and how has your organization interacted with the Atlanta Business League?
Yeah, thank you. That's a great question. I'm actually a 20-plus year member, and I am now the chair-elect. So I've served on the board for a few years. And I was introduced to the Atlanta Business League actually when I was in graduate school by an Atlanta native and executive, Harold Dawson, who took me to the CEO luncheon. And subsequently, I was in graduate school, and I really hung around and helped out. And that's where I met, you know, all these distinguished political, business, and philanthropic leaders who ultimately allowed me to realize my own aspirations. And that was to get into the small business space. So, I think the conference, and this is the 12th one, but it's an important measurement on how we're doing as a community, not just from a small business perspective, but also from a community development perspective. You know, back late last year, I think when we were listening to the conversation around the Gulch, in my view, I think it raised some interesting questions. Particularly how the broader community sees the importance of Black business from a community development standpoint, from a workforce creation perspective, even from a public safety standpoint. So we've assembled a very distinguished panel of public and private sector professionals who will give updates on existing programs while sharing information on new programs. And then we also have an Atlanta-born anthropologist, PhD candidate, who's actually attending school in London at the London School of Economics, and she's going to offer a very interesting view on the importance of what we're doing here in Atlanta and the impact on the largest small business minority community, not just in Atlanta but globally. And then another innovation for this year, we've added a workforce panel. How do we create jobs? And so there we want to really talk about workforce and then introduce some new tools to small business. And then finally, to culminate the event, we have a $1 billion roundtable where we'll have several very well-accomplished, minority-owned, black-owned businesses who will share their lessons learned. So a very good lineup.
It sounds like a wonderful lineup. And now, who should attend the event this year? Is this for, established business owners only? Who should be in attendance?
Yeah, I think that's another great question. I think established business owners, I think it's important for new business owners to attend as well, just to get some of the fundamentals, because you really want to make some decisions about what markets and what industries you want to focus on. So, beyond some of the traditional public transportation infrastructure industries, we'll have healthcare. We're focusing on film and movie production. So we think those, so people who want to diversify, once again, get an update on those existing public programs and then look at some of the private sector opportunities, particularly in development, those people should attend. I also think that folks who, you know, you may not be an engineer, you may not be a constructor, you may not be a logistics company, but let's say you're an accounting firm or a law firm, and you're just looking, or a human resources consultant, and you're looking to serve those markets, I think this is a good segue to get a closer look at those markets before you start to make some hard investments in them.
So this seems like an all-around opportunity for business owners, new and established, and people who are thinking of becoming business owners to find out what opportunities are available in public and private offerings and through the Atlanta Business League.
That is correct.
So now, what does this event mean for business owners? What will they get out of attending? You know, do they need to set some goals for attending? What will they get out of this environment?
Yeah, well, you never want to relax on making contacts, particularly in industries or in markets where you're trying to do business. And then also, you know, maybe even, you know, you get to meet collaborative partners. I know some of my most strategic partners I met while casually sitting together at an ABL luncheon several years ago, and now we built our partnership and we work across multiple communities, not only in Atlanta but across the state of Georgia.
So this is a prime networking opportunity.
That's right, and I think it's key marketing. In addition to the networking opportunity, I think it's a great forum to conduct your marketing research. A lot of movement has taken place in the public and the private sector. Atlanta is really growing in many different dimensions, and I think this is a good segue to conduct that research and then make contacts in those key industries.
Now, how can folks find out more information about this event? It's coming up on Tuesday, March 19th.
It is. It's Tuesday, and the event will take place from, we will start at 8 and the event will run to 3, but details on the information can be found on details on the program can be found on the Atlanta Business League's website, which is atlantabusinessleague.org.
And now, Mr. Edwards, you mentioned something about you know, markets and industries, and you talked about, you know, your company being in different areas here in the Southeast region, but you also mentioned global. Is this a place for people with those types of aspirations?
Yeah, well, that's another great question. See, and I think we can almost become desensitized because many of us have been in Atlanta for so long. But remember, Atlanta has become, you know, an international city, and it's an international city that's on the rise on the global stage. So I think for people who are looking to take these core services and apply those services in other geographies, I think is a great starting point. You know, for example, if you work at Hartsfield-Jackson, which is the world's most traveled airport, and if you're successful there, more than likely you can be successful at many other airports across the country. Our company works at 6 or 7 different airports across the Southeast. And I think that's primarily because we were able to get opportunity and be successful at Hartsfield-Jackson.
So this is really for people who are dreaming big. And you mentioned that $1 billion roundtable. I think there's some folks listening who might not think that a conglomeration of African-American-owned businesses could reach a milestone like a billion.
Yeah, I know. It's almost, and again, it's one of those things where I think you can become desensitized or detached. But you know, a few years ago, I mean, most of us never thought we would see an African American president, right?
Yeah.
And here comes this senator from Illinois, this first term senator, and he blows our mind and wins. And so the possibilities and our reality all took on a different perspective. When you hear some of these panelists and where they started, when you hear about people who were facing foreclosures, bankruptcies, And they dug into their faith and focused and conducted the research. And now all of a sudden they're employing, you know, as much as 100 people for some of the smaller companies. And I'm talking about over 5 to 7 year spans. It's really exciting. And not just for them, but from a community development perspective. I mean, think about the jobs that get created. Think about the impact on education in those families. So, and as we know, and as more people are employed, that has a positive impact on public safety. So, so great opportunities. $1 billion may not be in a silhouette for everyone, but I think everyone can serve. And by growing our businesses, we get to serve the broader community, not just ourselves. And I think we lift all the boats, you know, as the water rises.
Well, Al Edwards, I want to thank you so much for joining us and sharing information about the Atlanta Business League 12th Annual Congress on the State of Black Business, which is taking place Tuesday, March 19th at 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Morehouse College Shirley A. Massey Executive Conference Center. And as you mentioned, more information at atlantabusinessleague.org. Al, thank you.
Kipling, thank you so much, and it's great to talk with you.
Take care now.
All right. Blessings. Bye-bye.